Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lore cast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast. I'm N7 the Legend.
And I'm Genesis. Join us
as we explore along tides of light
and through shoals of dust
to see where this lore began
and consider where it may go.
Spectres, welcome back to another episode of the Mass Effect Lorecast. I am your host, N7 the Legend, and joining me as always is Genesis. Jen, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. It's been a little bit crazy, it's been a little bit out there, but I got through the day to one of the funnest moments I get.
Yes, and here we are with our patrons. We are actually in the end of the April patron chat. Can you believe we're already like a quarter of the way through 2025? This is nuts to me. But let's go around the horn here. We'll just start with you, Retrobot. Red, welcome back. You've been on the show for a few months now. How's it going?
Well, it's going good.
All right. And we also have Ed Boy. Ed, we didn't see you for a little bit, but you're back. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to be back.
Yeah, so we've got an interesting topic here today. There are so many memorable lines throughout Mass Effect, right? The original trilogy, Andromeda, but the dialogue is by far one of the most impactful parts of the game. I think we can all agree on that. So today, we are putting our knowledge of those lines to the test. Genesis and I have chosen 5 quotes from the game. They vary in memorability from unforgettable to absolutely obscure. At least the ones that I chose, right? Are you also on that same range, Genesis?
Yeah, I've got one pretty easy one, 2 that are mid-level, and 2 that are kind of hard. So we'll see how it goes.
Yes, and I think that mine are also on that same par, but again, that's totally subjective, and I think a lot of people, probably most people, I'd venture to say, don't spend as much time thinking about Mass Effect as I do, which is not exactly an endorsement of my behavior. But we have the patrons here, and they're going to compete to see who can place who said what. So we're going to pick these really impactful, memorable lines, perhaps obscure lines, and we'll see who can place what. And as an additional twist, they are going to compete against us. So in the first half of the show, I will be delivering the questions and you, Genesis, will compete against Retrobot and Ed Boy here. And then in the second half, I will be the one competing while Genesis delivers the questions. And she doesn't know the quotes that I've chosen. I don't know the quotes that she's chosen. So we'll flip in the second half, but this is going to be a multiple choice test. And for those of you listening along, you can play along. It's going to be easier if you're in the car. You won't have to rack your brain through all of the Mass Effect characters that you know, because we will be giving four multiple choice answers for each question. And if we left it open-ended, maybe that would be too hard. But anyway, each correct answer is going to score you 1 point, total of 10 points. And if there's a tie at the end, we have sound files. As we've been doing this, you know, quizzing each other, Genesis and I, on this, let's test our knowledge at the mid-break, as we've done, what has it been, like 8 weeks now, about that. So we'll have that as a tiebreaker. But let's see if there even is a tie. So with that being said, let's get it started, shall we? Okay, number one. Here's the first quote. Who said, quote, thrusters, check. Navigation, check. Internal emissions sync engaged. All systems online. Drift just under 1,500K. And I forgot to say right at the beginning, Ed Boy and Redtrobot, if you can go ahead and put your answers into this, we're in Google Meets right now. If you can put your answers into Google Meets before I actually say the correct answer, that way we can tally these up. I think there's a there's a text chat in here, right, Genesis?
There is. Either that, or they can just unmute and say what their answer, what their guesses are before.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Maybe that, you are so intelligent, Genesis. That works so much better for a podcast platform.
Yeah.
I think my sleep deprivation is showing. Okay, so we'll go, we'll alternate who starts, but I'll repeat this quote one more time, and we'll start with you, Redtrobot. Who said, thrusters, check. Navigation, check. Internal emissions, sync engaged. All systems online. Drift just under 1,500K. And your choices are A, Caden Alenko, B, Steve Cortez, C, Joker, or D, Ken Donnelly.
I'm going to say B.
B, Steve Cortez?
Steve Cortez, yeah.
Okay, and Ed Boy, who said that quote?
I'm going to say C, Joko.
Joker. Genesis?
Yeah, it's Joker.
It is Joker. That is correct. So, Ed Boy and Genesis, you both get 1 point. And for a little added bonus, I think, you know, Genesis, you and I can, like, each go over the context. After the question, we can each go over the context over when this line was said. This was right at the beginning of the game. The very beginning, right after that little cinematic with, well, what about Shepard? As you hear Udina and Anderson discuss Shepard's qualifications for being a Spectre. So that was Joker right
at the beginning. Do I get bonus points if I can call out with the... Do we get bonus points if we can call out with the context?
I was going to save that for the tiebreaker. Because okay. Otherwise that might be a little bit much, but, yes, that was just before, Nihilus says 1500 is good. Your captain will be pleased. And then he walks away and Joker says, I hate that guy. And Caden says, he gave you a compliment. So you hate him. I play this game too much. Anyway. okay. Number two, drum roll, please. Who said, well, I'm not human, am I? Anthropocentric bag of dicks. Okay, your choices are A, or not Rex, B, Irinya, the Baria Frontiers rep, C, Balak, the Batarian terrorist, or D, Athita, the Asari bartender. We'll start with you, Ed Boy. Who said, well, I'm not human, am I? Anthropocentric bag of dicks.
I'm going to go with D because that sounds like something she would say.
Athita, okay. And Redtrobot, what's your answer?
I'm going to say it's Balak.
Balak, the Batarian terrorist. Okay, and Genesis, I know that you know the answer to this one because you love this character.
I love this line. It's one of my favorites. That is Matriarch Theta.
You are correct. It is Matriarch Athena. So we will, and I actually, you know what? I don't remember the context behind when this line is delivered. Do you?
Oh, yeah. So it is when Shepard is talking with her about being Liara's dad. And Shepard goes, well, if you were on Earth, you would still be considered a mother because you weren't the sperm donor or whatever. She's like, well, I'm not human, you anthropocentric bag of dick.
Oh, man. What an amazing. OK, yeah, I totally forgot the context there. What an amazing retort to that. totally matter of fact, too. All right. All right. Okay, we ready for number three? We've got number three here. I think this one is a little, I think this one's medium. I think it's medium, but we'll see. All right. So here's number three. The two of you, so self-righteous. Do you think power like this comes easy? There are sacrifices. Your options are A, Saren Arterius. B, Danelle Udina, C, the elusive man, or D, Arya Taloque. I'll repeat that quote one more time. The two of you, so self-righteous. Do you think power like this comes easy? There are sacrifices. Retrobot, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say it's Udina.
Udina, okay. Genesis, what do you think?
I think it's Arya.
Okay, you've got Arya. And Ed Boy, what do you think?
I'm going to say C, the elusive man.
Oh, okay. We've got three separate answers right now. And drum roll, please. I'm drumming on my table. The answer is the elusive man. That is right at the end of Mass Effect 3 during that famous conversation between Shepard, the elusive man, and Anderson. I believe this is right before the elusive man forces Shepard's hand to shoot Anderson. And
so none of us got that.
I'm sorry?
Did none of us get that one?
Yeah, no, Ed Boy got that one.
Oh, okay.
Ed Boy got that one. So that one is one of my favorite lines because Martin Sheen's just delivery is so amazing. And that whole scene, really, like, he progressively loses control as he is seeking it. And the tragic irony of the entire situation, I don't think they could have cast a single better person to play the elusive man than Martin Sheen, especially for his delivery in that one. And then shortly thereafter in that scene, his delivery of, if you hit the renegade option with the speech check, where you basically call the elusive man's bluff and tell him, well, you can't do it, can you? You can't just trigger the crucible. They won't let you. You've already lost control. And then he goes, no, I'm in control. And it's just like, what? Like, wow, that scene is like, it floors me every time. Anyway, moving on. Number four. This one's a much shorter quote, okay? It's much shorter. It's pretty simple. I won't let fear compromise who I am. I won't let fear compromise who I am. Who said this? Your options are David Anderson, Garrus Vakarian, Commander Shepard, and Miranda Lawson. So, your options again are A, David Anderson, B, Garrus Vakarian, C, Commander Shepard, or D, Miranda Lawson. And Genesis, will start with you.
That would be Shepard.
All right. And Retrobot?
Yeah, I just listened to the episode today that has that quote in it, so I'm pretty sure it's Shepard.
Okay. And Ed Boy?
Shepard.
All right. We all got that one. I think you all know me pretty well because that is one of my favorite Shepard quotes. I won't let fear compromise who I am. Just for funsies, this isn't for a point. Can anyone place the exact context under which Shepard says this?
I don't remember.
It's when you're making the choice to grab on not to destroy the collector base.
That's right. And immediately before this, Shepard says, "We'll fight and win without it." So, all right, Shepard for number four. And you all got a point there. Okay, Number five. This is a much longer quote. And, well, I'll just talk about that part afterward. All right. Much longer quote. You ready? I've spent my whole life fighting to get what I want. To get it done, I had to bury a lot of things. During that whole time, not even once did I feel like I was worth what why. Not even once did I feel like I was worth what I was fighting for. You make me feel good enough. Okay, I'll do that one more time. I've spent my whole life fighting to get what I want. To get it done, I had to bury a lot of things. During that whole time, not even once did I feel like I was worth what I was fighting for. You make me feel good enough. Who said this? Your options are Thane Krios, Ashley Williams, Miranda Lawson, and Jack. We'll start with you, Ed Boy.
I'm going to say Miranda.
Okay. Ed Boy's going with C, Miranda. Again, your options are Thane Krios, Ashley Williams, Miranda Lawson, and Jack. Genesis, it's time. She's rubbing her forehead in contemplation.
Yeah, because I thought I heard that line, and then I instantly thought that the next line was, Shepherd, you make me feel human. And that was a Caden line, but that's obviously not the right choice. Make it the fight. Jack.
Okay, going with D, Jack, and Retrobot. What's your answer?
Yeah, when I initially heard this, I also thought it was Caden. But I think it's Jack, or at least I hope it's Jack, because Jack's who I pick most of the time for my playthroughs, so be a little embarrassing if I got this wrong.
All right, one more time, because it's a long quote. I've spent my whole life fighting to get what I want. To get it done, I had to bury a lot of things. During that whole time, not even once did I feel like I was worth what I was fighting for. You make me feel good enough. Okay, that line is, drumroll please, and congrats to you in the car if you called this correctly. It is Ashley Williams. I had to pick that one because that is from the romance scene in Mass Effect 1. And the way that she delivers that line is like heart-melting, because it's immediately after you've had this whole arc talking about how she felt like she was fighting this uphill battle, trying to get any level of recognition or appreciation in the Alliance, and she knew that that would never come. So, yeah, pretty great. I'm so glad that I stumped one of the hosts of Two Girls, One Ship, a podcast specializing in the romance of video games.
So, and I think that that's where my brain was, is that I heard the line, I knew it was Mass Effect 1, I knew it was a romance dialogue, but it sounded like the way that Caden talks in that scene. And so that's why my brain thought Caden with the next line of, you make me feel human, but it was the, you make me feel
good
more.
Enough. Yeah.
Good enough. And so I got the good enough and the human mixed up.
You know, I could actually open up. I have a legendary explorer tool on my computer. I can actually open up and go to that exact line where Caden says that. And it's, you make me feel human again. That's what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to the Mass Effect 1 database. All right.
Let's see. After Jen, who keeps these lines on her computer at all times, or Sam is using it.
Okay, he says, Shepherd, you make me feel human. That's the exact line. 92781. I'm scrolling down here, 92781. All right, I got the conversation. So I believe it's, let me toggle the playback here and I'll just play it.
And the galaxy will just keep going. Everything, even the Reapers, will come around again. But you and I, we are important right now.
We're not hearing anything, and neither is
Stream. You're not hearing anything? Oh, wow. Okay, that's weird, because I was actually playing that. I could hear that. And let me try that again.
Shepherd, you make me feel human.
Could you hear that one? All right, it looks like chat can hear it, so I think it is going through on that side. But yeah, that one, I have like the entire list, basically, of dialogue lines, all 16,000 from Mass Effect 1. But yeah.
That was definitely like a fastball, because I feel like that could apply to both Ashley and Miranda.
Yeah, well, So when I was making these questions, I specifically thought, okay, I'm going to pick characters who conceivably could have said all of these things. So I'm a little bit of a sadist, I suppose, because I didn't want to give any one answer very obviously, hence why I said both Cortez and Joker in that beginning one. And why I also included Ernot Rex in the anthropocentric bag of dicks remark, just because we can all imagine Rex saying that. All right. Well, those are all five of the questions that I have. What are the point totals as they stand right now? I haven't been counting, so I'm just going to rely on the honor system at this point. Genesis, looks like you have.
I have Ed Boy for 4, me for 3, and Retro for 1.
All right. Well, we are only halfway through and have potentially a tiebreaker later. So let's see how that goes. Why don't we go over to the midbreak? Thank you to the sponsor of today's podcast, Call of Dragons. Call of Dragons is an original, immersive, and epic fantasy world taking place in the world known as Tamaris. Team up with elves, orcs, celestials, goblins, and countless other magical creatures to build your vast army. Dive into your own fantasy city with unique decor for each faction. Arrange your city as you see fit and build the unique fantasy metropolis of your dreams. Once you leave the safety of your own city, prepare for battle alongside your scary but friendly behemoth. Command your behemoth to aid you in battle with a variety of epic behemoths scattered across Tamaris, powerful giant bears, venomous hydras, lightning-fast thunder rocks, and terrifying flame dragons. Work together with your alliance to defeat them and bring them under your command. Then unleash them in battle, and please don't forget to name them. Train up your heroes with unique skills that turn the tide of battle in an instant. Unleash powerful abilities to wipe out your opponents with a huge array of equipable magical artifacts, each with their own unique skills. Turn invisible, move at astounding speed, teleport, or heal your units in an instant. Equip your heroes with an artifact that suits their abilities, and unleash artifact skills to dominate the battlefield. Call of Dragons has true 3D terrain that shapes the gameplay. Tamaris is a land of mountains, rivers, valleys, tundra, and countless other features. Not only is it beautiful, it's also essential to use your terrain to your advantage. Build your city on a plateau to make yourself impervious to attack. Set up an ambush in a mountain valley to wipe out enemy forces, or occupy the high ground and cut all would-be invaders down to size. And that's just scratching the surface. In Call of Dragons, combat isn't a matter of numbers. With the right strategy, you can turn any situation to your advantage. All these features come together to create an incredible fantasy battle experience that allows you to wage war your way. So, if you're ready to jump into the fantasy world of Tamaris, download Call of Dragons today on PC or mobile using my link in the description or by scanning the QR code on your screen.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
We have beef, we have bacon, we have beer, the foods of my people.
Young men have funny ideas of what Asari are like. I blame the extranet and computer games.
Rex?
Shepard.
Grunt?
Shepard.
Rex? Grunt?
Now, I almost picked one of these mid-break sound effect lines as one of the lines I was going to ask about, just to see who actually pays attention during the show. But I didn't, because I felt like that'd be way too easy. Anyway, welcome to the middle of the show, where we can read out your reviews, the 5-star reviews, as well as the Spotify comments, which actually I hadn't checked lately to see if anyone had left any comments on the latest episode of the Lorecast. But we, as a reminder, if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Amazon, the Audible app, we can also get that. There's a bunch of different podcatcher apps that you might use. And if they have an option to leave a review, you can leave a 5-star one. We'll read that out in the middle of the show, like right now. Still very pleased that all of you are kind enough that you left us a rating of stars on Spotify, that we have more than 1,000 ratings and we still have a higher than a 4.9 star average. That is absolutely insane, and it's humbling. But just looking at the most recent Arrival DLC episode, no new comments there. Looks like we don't have any new reviews, but also just wanted to say thank you to our patrons, both you, Ed Boy, and Retrobot, as well as all of the other patrons who regularly support this show of all tiers. Again, if you want to help the show, but let's say that you're not able or willing to donate to our Patreon, that's quite all right. What we care more about is your time. So if you are able to just tell a friend who, you know, likes Mass Effect, hey, you know, there's this podcast that talks about the lore of it, that is worth, like, it's an intangible amount, seriously. I'm not just being sentimental by saying that. I mean it. But anyway, that's, I think, long enough in the middle of the show, so let's get back to it. And we've got some more questions waiting for us from Genesis. I'm going to compete this time. All right, let's do it.
After time adrift among open stars, along tides of light and through shoals of dust, I will return to where I began.
Solarian reproduction different. Very little sex drive. If intended to try human, would try you.
Ow, my pancreas.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, Jen, what do you got for us?
All right, here we go. Hey, Jack, now that you're military, you gonna wear a uniform, or are you just gonna get the officer's bars tattooed on? All right. Was that Rex? Was it Joker? Was it Miranda? Or was it Tally? Who said, hey, Jack, now that you're military, you gonna wear a uniform, or are you just gonna get the officer's bars tattooed on? Let's go retro. You first.
I'm pretty sure this is Joker, but I don't know. I haven't been doing too hot tonight, so.
All right. Ed Boy.
I'm also going to say Joker.
And Sam?
I, too, will say Joker.
Yes. This was my easy pull of Joker in Mass Effect 3. After Christmas Academy.
All right. That was the easy one, guys. So let's see. That's in Grissom Academy.
Yeah, it's after you rescue her from the Grissom Academy and you're coming back on the shuttle is when Joker tells her that.
Okay, I have a bone to pick specifically about that kind of sequence of scenes right there. I have played many playthroughs romancing Jack, and I think all of us probably have romance Jack before. We deserved more from Mass Effect 3 than what we got from the Jack romance. As touching and funny as that makeout scene is on the shuttle in front of all the kids, I would have liked a little bit something more, but that scene is still pretty funny.
I fully agree with you on that, but you also never played her Citadel DLC dates. And that one, she gets two of them.
Uh-oh. Genesis has become Legion. Shepherd Commander. Okay, we are on the Mass Effect Lorecast. We are calibrating behind the scenes right now. We're trying to patch up the quantum entanglement communication signal from Genesis's side of the Citadel, and it looks like we are back.
Okay, so let's get through this so that way I don't glitch out again. Second question. Ah, yes, Reapers. The immortal race of sentient starships allegedly waiting in dark space. We have dismissed that claim. One more time. Ah, yes, Reapers. The immortal race of sentient starships allegedly waiting in dark space. We have dismissed that claim. Was this the Asari Council, Odina, the Turian Counselor, or Saren? Ed Boy, we'll start with you.
That was the Turian Counselor.
Sam.
Yeah, the Turian Counselor. So those of you listening along, you can't see me, but I'm holding up my fingers as if I have three fingers and doing the air quotes as the Turians do, which is hilarious because that's essentially them just squeezing their hands.
Yeah, the Turian air quotes. Retrobot.
Yeah, the Turian Counselor.
All right, so my second question was just as easy as my first one, apparently. It was, in fact, the Turian Counselor. Okay. Question number three. I don't know. Operative Lawson's uniform is very official. It always makes me stand at attention. I don't know. Operative Lawson's uniform is very official. It always makes me stand at attention. Was this Joker, Penn Donnelly, Shepard, or Jacob in the comics? And Seven, we'll start with you.
Okay, I'm going to say that's Donnelly.
Retrobot?
I'm also going to say it's Donnelly.
And Ed Boy.
Donnelly.
Damn, y'all are on fire. It was Donnelly.
He's a horn dog, though. So, like, you know what I mean? He's a walking HR complaint.
I thought maybe I could throw it off with a Jacob in the comics or, you know, true. Joker, because it does sound like something Joker would also say.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Definitely. I have read the comics with Jacob anyway. And he is stereotypically, what's the word? Stoic.
I am currently reading the comics, but this thing is like over 1,000 pages long and it's taking me a minute to get through.
There are a lot. Oh my God. There's still a lot of comics I haven't read. Also jealous that you got the physical edition right there. The digital editions aren't being sold anymore. I guess Dark Horse, the comic maker, isn't doing its digital editions for anything anymore, which is sad to see. I hope that doesn't mean that they're like going out of business, but that's beside the
point. I don't think so. And Dark Horse is only 20 minutes away from me, so maybe next time in the area, I'll pick up a copy for you.
I would love that. I think I got the art book from a gift from there. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question number four. This one might be a little bit more difficult. With barely contained terror, you drive a hard bargain, human. With barely contained terror, you drive a hard bargain, human. Is this Harriet, the shop owner? Is this Kaelin, the Elcor ambassador? Zeltan, the Shiera diplomat, or Yorick, the ENT doctor in Andromeda? Ed Boy.
I'm going to say Harriet.
And Seven?
I am also going to say Harriet.
and Retro.
I'm going to say Hera.
Okay. All right. It was Hera.
Yay!
The shop over in Mass Effect 2.
All right.
I knew that you guys would guess it was an Elcor. That's why I listed four Elcors, but I thought maybe listing them all.
Do either of you know the context in which this was said, Ed Boy or Retro?
Is this the Renegade Persuasion to get a better discount?
Yes, it is.
It's actually the Paragon, I think.
Is it really? I thought this is the Renegade one to get Hera off of Kin's back.
I think the Renegade is the Renegade option is to to put Kin out of business. I don't know what he says for that one though.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. But I was looking through lines and I loved the "with barely contained terror" as an Elcor expression.
Yeah. The deadpan. I'm so afraid. I am shaking in my boots. If Elcor wore boots, would they wear two or four? Because the front ones are kind of like fists.
Ooh, yeah, they do have a little bit more dexterous fingers. You wouldn't want to cover those in shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably two in the back.
Stay up late thinking about that one. All right, let's hear the next and final question.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. Short and sweet. That's the line. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Was that Shepard, Garrus, Rex, or Grunt? Retro, we'll start with you.
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to say Garrus, though.
Okay. Ed Boy?
I think that's Shepard.
Legend?
It is Shepard.
All right. It is, in fact, Shepard. Mass Effect 3 standing after things have gone horribly wrong, and mainly it's your love interest who tells you that you need to go to bed and sleep some of this off. Or it can be Liara if you're not romancing anybody. Or it can also be a trainer. She will be the one to come up to you and just be like, you need to go take a break. But it's I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Can also be Garrus, right?
If you're romancing him.
Oh, I thought that I'd gotten it from Garrus when I wasn't romancing him before. I think it was from Garrus during my neutral Shep playthrough.
Oh, interesting.
I might be wrong though, but yeah, it's always been Ashley with me. Big surprise.
So tallying up the scores here, 1, 2, 3, 5, it looks like we do have a pretty clear winner. Legend, you got 5. I got 3, so you also beat me. Retrobot, you also got 5. And Ed Boy, you got 9.
So wow. Nice job. Holy crap. He got 90%. Congratulations. Wow. I don't think I would have gotten them if Genesis were allowed to pick all 10. She definitely would have gotten me. I would not have gotten 9 of them. Well, you know what? We've got a little bit of extra time here on the tail end of the episode. I want to open this up. Ed Boy or Retrobot, did either of you bring your own quotes that maybe you want to quiz us on?
Ooh. We could also play the audio files if you guys don't have ones ready to go.
Okay. I have one I just popped into my head.
Sure.
I think I pissed that one off. Maybe because I shot him in the face.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right, leave it open-ended. See if we can place it. Retrobot, do you have any idea who might have said that one? I'm kind of stumped.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. I'm not sure.
Is that a Jack line? I feel like that's a Jack line.
Is it Zaid? Wow. No. This is a good one. I think I might have pissed that one off. I shot it in the face.
Oh, is it Javik?
It is not.
Okay, you're going to have to tell us.
It's Liam from Mass Effect Andromeda. When you're first fighting the when you're fighting the cat at the rebel control machine.
Yep, there we go. That does sound very Liam-esque. Now that you say that. All right, Retrobot, you want to hit us with at least maybe just one of your favorite quotes from the game? If not, we got sound files over here ready to go. I have one that I specifically want to play.
Yeah, I got a favorite quote. I feel like it's going to be a little easy to guess.
All right.
She messed with my hamster, guys. Now it's personal. Guys, were you going to say something? Or no, I get hard to even find the words.
That's awesome. That's Shepard in the Citadel DLC, right?
Yeah.
All right. This one's a little obvious, but I think everyone's going to get this one. I just love this line, so I want to play this, and I think you'll probably all answer in unison. Let's see if you can hear this. You ready?
Stand in the ashes of a trillion dead souls and ask the ghosts if honor matters.
So, I think you probably heard that one. At least I saw it getting broadcast. Yeah, that's Javik for sure.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Wow.
No.
We can't hear it in the Google Meets. You have to unmute the Twitch in order to hear your audio clips play through. So that's what I learned.
Okay, so that was the stand in the ashes of a trillion dead souls and ask the ghosts if honor matters. One of my favorite lines.
I've seen that used for like a Snapchat meme with like a little dancing hot dog standing over like a bunch of hot dogs.
So cute and whimsical. All right. Genesis, let's hear yours.
All right, here we go.
So for your sake, I hope your escape plan doesn't hinge on me hesitating to shoot a damn hostage.
Did you guys hear that one?
I did.
I guess.
Yeah.
So who is it and what's the context?
That is Shepard, Leo the Shadowbroker DLC, when you're fighting Basil.
Yes, that is exactly it.
Wow, nicely done. I don't think I would have gotten that. I honestly didn't have that in my head, but I think you're absolutely right.
When you asked for a line, an audio clip file, I was like, okay, pulled up my test the host. So this was the one I was going to use on you next week. So now you squeaked out of not having to guess on that one.
I almost, as a joke, I almost pulled the audio files because I found them. They are literally separate audio files in the game. And I almost pulled the audio files of Shepard grunting when they're doing the pull-up challenge. That's...
I've done that three times, twice as FemShep, one as BroShep. So yeah, I probably would have gotten that one because that is way too many f***ing pull-ups.
You know what? Like the first pull-up sound, it sounds like okay, you know what? Let me just play it and you make your own, make up your own mind about what this sounds like. Like, Shep really needs some Miralax. Come on, buddy. Work it out, because that sounds like you are struggling.
Yeah.
Bro, also, is not okay.
Also, fun fact, don't do this as a FemShep wearing the Kasumi dress. It is not pretty, because the camera angle switches to a down-facing, or from a camera facing up from the ground.
Okay, well, maybe do or don't. I suppose it depends on what you want out of your games.
It's a gaping black hole. They didn't animate anything.
I suppose that's better, isn't it? Because if they did animate it, then we'd have to be like, well, maybe the game's getting an A rating now. But then again, Cyberpunk pushed that envelope.
Why not just allow her to close her legs? You know, put your knees together.
That honestly, the real reason is probably because that would have required tailor-made animations, which they only had specific animations to choose from and reuse. I'm just going based off of my previous conversations with cinematic designers. That's all I'm saying.
Don't upskirt my shepherd. That's all I'm saying.
And that is a great life lesson that we can end on here. So, all right, Ed Boy and Retrobot, thank you so much, both of you, for joining again and your continued support of the Lorecast. I'm going to go around. Maybe you can tell us what you got going on, how people can get a hold of you. Ed Boy?
Got nothing going on. It's usual. Just in the Discord, if anyone wants to talk Mass Effect.
All right. Sounds good. And I always do want to talk Mass Effect, at least with my little free time that I have now. Retrobot, how's it going? What do you got going on? And how can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me in the Discord. I'm moving to Washington here in a few weeks, though, so I'm kind of busy with that. So.
Hey, no way.
But after that, yeah.
What, Washington State, I presume you mean?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the West Coast, or at least, I don't know if you, maybe you were already on the West Coast, but welcome to Washington State. That's where I am, in the Seattle area, so we're glad to have you. And Genesis, I know you are doing tons of other shows. What are those shows? How can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, two other shows, the Two Girls, One Ship podcast, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer, and the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we explore the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future for all things cyberpunk.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here. This has been a lot of fun. I hope everyone that's been listening along in the car has had a lot of fun, too. Maybe we'll do some more of these things. Maybe we'll just keep this up as a mid-break kind of tradition because it's a little fun way to keep people on their toes. That's all we got for this week, Spectres. We will be back next week. We haven't really huddled and talked about what we're going to be talking about in next week's Lorecast. But we will be back, same place, same time. And until next time, Spectres, we should go. So, see you later. Thanks for listening to the Mass Effect Lorecast. Reach out to us on Blue Sky, Twitter, Discord, Patreon, or email us at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
Join us next week for more lore. Same space, same time. Or check out our live streams at twitch.tv/masseffectlorecast.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.